41. The next afternoon, Jesse was in Dorchester, sitting in the office of a man named Mike Altamero. The office was off Morrissey Boulevard, past the old Boston Globe building that Sonny had pointed out to Jesse one time when they were driving to the Cape for a romantic weekend, when they were still having those. This was the modest home of Altamero Construction. Jesse had been reading back on Ed Barone in his spare time, trying to find something in his past that might make him as desperate as the money-strapped Billy Singer to close the deal on the throw. Altamero, fittingly enough, was built like a block of concrete, dark complexion, short hair, a mixture of gray and white, big hands he'd probably used to build his business. Mike Altamero had been in serious competition with Ed Barone for the casino that eventually got built in Taunton, until Altamero suddenly withdrew his bid at the last moment. When he'd been asked why by a reporter from the Globe, Altamero had said, "You gotta know when to fold 'em." Other than that, he had never said another public word about it. Now, Jesse said to him, "Doesn't look as if Barone's gonna be as lucky with Billy Singer."
"Luck ain't got anything to do with it," Altamero said.
"What does that mean?"
"It means that Barone ain't going to be able to put the muscle on Singer the way he did me," Altamero said. "Just following the thing. It looks like more of a fair fight between them two."
"Put the muscle on you how?" Jesse said.
"He beat up my kid, that's how, the son of a bitch," Altamero said. "Or had him beat up, same difference. Coming out of Santarpio's one night. You know Santarpio's? Best pizza on the planet."
Jesse said he had a friend who'd taken him there. She told him the same thing about the pizza before they went, and hadn't lied.
"They tried to make it look like a mugging," Altamaro said. "Even went through the motions of stealing Mikey's wallet, but I knew better."
Altamaro grabbed a coffee mug that looked as small as a shot glass in his hand.
"And Mikey, he's a tough kid, like I raised him," Altamaro said. "Played linebacker at Northeastern. One of the guys holding him, while the other one smacked him around, said, 'You know what this is about.'"
"What did you do?"
"Went looking for him is what I did. I mean, fuck that shit." "Barone denied it, of course. Said he didn't do business that way, even though we both knew that's exactly how he does business. But before I left his office, he told me that every deal requires risk assessment on both sides, and he wondered if I'd properly assessed my risk. That was before he had a couple of his body men show me out."
"Why does he want the land in my town so badly?" Jesse said.
"Because the word on the street is that the guy is underwater, on account of what he's lost the last couple of years," Altamaro said. "And all I can say is that it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I hope he chokes on his own debt."
"The word on the street," Jesse said. He always wanted to ask, which street?
"I hear that he was looking for loans at a couple of the banks that had been kissing his fat ass for years," Altamaro said. "But he got turned down flat when he went to them a few months ago, around that time that land got put up for sale."
"Can he get the land in our town without a loan?" Jesse said.
"There's always other ways."
Jesse told him then about Billy Singer's current circumstances, electing to leave out the part about the feds.
"Two losers in the same boat," Altamero said. "A boat that sounds like it's taken on water."
"But they both got enough money to buy the land," Jesse said.
"Barely, I'm guessing," Altamero said. "But once they're across the goal line, then the money starts coming in from all the contractors and golf course builders and retailers who want to be in business with them. At which, if it's Barone, he stops being sideways with the banks, and everybody lives happily ever after."
"What happens if the whole deal goes sideways?" Jesse said to Altamero.
"What I hear, that ain't possible. The train's too far down the track."
"But say that it does," Jesse said. "From what I hear, Singer might not get whole even if he wins the bid."
"Why's that?"
"Not at liberty."
"I don't talk," Altamero said, "even after Barone done what he done to my kid." Jesse said, take Singer out of it. What would happen to Barone if he loses, or if this thing falls apart? Again, I'm just going on what I hear. But the bank takes the casino in Taunton, at the very least, Altamiro said. Or he scrambles by rolling an 11, like in Chapter 11. Altamiro leaned forward across his desk, his thick fingers interlocked. You're the chief up there, he said. This ain't just about the land, is it? It is not, Jesse said. A couple people are dead because of this. One of them the mayor, Altamiro said. He was a friend of mine, Jesse said. Altamiro gave him a long look. You don't let shit go, do you? Hardly ever, Jesse said. Well, all I can tell you is that I hope Barone goes down for whatever he can go down on, Altamiro said. Jesse nodded. Karma's a bitch, ain't it? Mike Altamiro said. So I've heard, Jesse said.